Hi guys, me, Megan Hashem here, and I'm coming at you about showing your process to people. You know, being proud of the process and not just the end result of what you're doing. Well, I was thinking about this topic for a little while in my head through the new year, mainly thinking about showing your family and your loved ones your process to inspire them, like especially your kids. Then I got a comment on YouTube and it just, you know, it was a bit of a mean comment, but it made me think and it inspired me to make this YouTube video. So thank you. I forget your name. Someone wrote that I was clearly overweight. It was said in a very rude way. It wasn't just like, hey, I see you're a little overweight. It was like, you're clearly overweight and you're just hiding your fat by tucking it into tight pants. We had a bit of a online back and forth there. I mean, I responded. And I guess they were mad that I was bashing Planet Fitness for serving pizza.
Okay.
So if you know me, I usually take stuff like that and run, okay? So I turned it around and I don't know, it was a comment about my Planet Fitness serving pizza video. Anyways, they like that they serve pizza, they think it's cool, and they think I'm making excuses for being overweight and all that stuff. So anyways, it was a bit of a judgy comment, and I mentioned that, but whatever. They said sorry about the judging, but anyways, I'm not gonna get into that drama. It doesn't matter. What it spurred me on to do is make this video, and that is, yes, I do have a few pounds to lose. No, I don't have to justify that to this person online, but I just want to bring it up here because I'm pretty transparent about things. I have a few more pounds to lose. Yes, I'm a fitness person. Yes, I'm putting out workout videos, even though I still have a few pounds to lose. I have an online body transformation program. I'm still doing all the things I love with fitness and inspiring others. It doesn't matter. I do still have a few pounds to lose, and it is taking me a little while to lose it. And yes, it is a choice. It's a choice, of course. I'm not eating the right foods all the time. I'm not getting every workout in, stuff like that, and not putting an excuse, oh, I had a baby. Oh, there's pizza at Planet Fitness. I didn't eat the pizza at Planet Fitness. I'm not making excuses. I just want to come to you guys saying, I'm imperfect. We're all imperfect. We all have flaws. We're all working, not just our fitness goals, but everything, right? Think about all the things you want to improve. There's so many things, I'm sure. There's many things I want to improve, including my body, and not just my outward body, but my health inside. So looking at health, I'm getting onto too many topics here, but basically fitness isn't just looking amazing. Fitness should be being amazing on the inside also. And that comes out to looking amazing on the outside. If you're eating healthy foods, if you're being healthy, not smoking, not drinking, not doing all these things that ruin your body, it will come out and show on the outside at some point. If you're working out and you're, you know, on your game, it's gonna come out and show in your body for sure. So yes, I am a little overweight. I don't know about overweight. I have a few extra pounds I need to lose for sure to get back to my fitness bod. And that's okay. You know, I've been so many different bodies through my life. You know, I've been pregnant, I've been this size, I've been a fitness competitor, and everything in between. Okay, so I have lived for a while. I've had many different bodies. It has fluctuated a lot. And so I've learned to love every stage. Anyways, that's not what I'm talking about. That's what my book's about, loving yourself fit. What I want to talk about is showing the journey. Okay, it's a totally amazing thing you can do. You might not want to feel so vulnerable and show your journey all the time. People say, you know, hustle in silence and then come out and be, I don't know what that quote is, and then, whoa, surprise everyone with what you've done. So, I mean, that's cool. People say, don't talk about what you're doing, just do it. Which I guess I can see some validity to sometimes, but what I want to talk about, especially with your children or your loved ones or even your friends, I feel like even all my clients and my Instagram followers and my Facebook followers and you YouTube followers, I love to show you the process. I don't want to just come at you and be like, bam, I had a baby and now I'm like this. I want to show you, it's hard. I'm going through this with you all. I'm not perfect right now, but I'm still doing my workout videos. You know, I did debate for a while, should I put workout videos up while I'm still not my total ultimate fit bod. And I thought, of course I should. That's when you should put them up. You should inspire the people like you who have a few pounds to lose, who have a lot of pounds to lose, whatever it is, to get into their exercise gear and do that at-home workout with me, right? I don't want to be that perfect body the whole time. Of course I want to get to it. It will never be perfect. Remember that, guys, too. No matter how amazingly fit you get, you will still always have something to improve on, and that's the fun, right? Isn't that the fun of life? Always changing and always improving and always working towards another goal. You don't want to be like, okay, I'm good now. And who is like that? Not many people. So you want to enjoy what you have. I enjoy that I lost whatever, tons of weight after having Jad. And now I have a little bit more, and it's been hanging around for a few years. Yes, it's true. I admit it. And why? Probably because I've been making bad food choices. I've been super busy with my family. I've been putting them a little bit in ahead of working out, which I don't know. I'm trying to fix that now. I think we all go through these struggles, whether you have kids or a crazy career or whatever it is, whatever your thing is, we all have these things. And I want us all to know that we all have busy lives. We all have trouble finding time to work out and getting motivated and eating the clean foods and staying away from all those tempting foods. And I want my kids to see that. So mainly what I've been thinking about a lot is modeling and how my kids can learn you can get to your goal through adversity, through all these challenges. I don't want them to see that I magically am Miss Fitness and, you know, they don't see the process. They don't see what happened. They didn't see me sweating it out every day at our home gym. I want them to see that, and I want them to be there with me through it. I want them to be doing things like that. I want them to understand, and not just kids, everyone, your loved ones, your husband or wife, your best friends, your sister, your brother, whoever. All my close people and even all my online amazing people. I want them to see the process. So you'll have to put up with me doing my workouts with my obviously overweight belly tucked into my high leggings, and good things are coming for all of us. I feel like show your process. If you really want to help others and feel amazing about your journey, show that journey. Show the journey. Let everyone be amazed at what you're doing. And then they're going to want to amaze themselves with what they need to do, whatever their goal might be. And it might not be the same goal, but it shows them, hey, she was there and now she's there. Wow, like anything is possible. My first son I had, I put on, I don't know, 90 pounds, like a huge amount of weight that I shouldn't have. I'm not blaming pregnancy. I'm not blaming having a kid. I was just eating cake and ice cream, I guess, during that pregnancy. So I put on a ton of weight through his pregnancy. I did set a goal to compete in a fitness competition, and it was like 6 or 7 months after having him. And I was like 100 pounds overweight or something. People were like, oh, that can't be done. And I did it. And that was awesome. It made me feel good. It made people around me feel good. Although there were still some people to this day, even though I'm a little chubby at this point, that say to me, it's so easy for you to lose weight. Okay, I think I've done videos about this. It is not easy for me to lose weight. Losing that 90 or 100 pounds after having my first son and doing a fitness competition right away, it was not easy. It was fun for me, but it wasn't an easy thing. It's not like I was just sitting there and the weight was flying off. And that's why I like people to see what I'm doing. Like YouTube helps me with that. What am I doing? I'm not just sitting here and blessed and like, oh, it's easy for me to lose weight. It just flies off. Like when people say, oh, I breastfed and just the weight flew off me. I never related to that. I was like, really? That didn't happen to me. Anyways, I worked my butt off in the gym, running to work every day with a stroller, eating super, super clean fitness competitor diet. And that's how I lost the weight. And I want people to know that. I don't want to just be like, I just magically lose weight. I don't know why anyone wants that to be their thing. Is that a good thing? I don't know. I like to see that people work. And nothing's wrong with people who are naturally fit. That's cool. I'm so happy for you. But if you're not, like most of us, and you have to work for it, I think it's awesome for people to see what you do, to see you in the gym. You know, post those gym pics. I don't know why people get mad about people posting gym videos and pics. I do it all the time. So if you hate that, you gotta unfollow me. Post those and post. I might annoy people with my healthy food posts and my gym posts and all that stuff, but I'm doing it for all those people who are not annoyed and who it's motivating and showing that, like, this can be done. Look at me, I'm doing it. I'm not looking very fit yet, but I will be. And, you know, just motivate everyone. Just motivate yourself. I mean, motivating others motivates you too. You have to realize it does come back to you. So if you're looking for something like, hey, I can't deal with everyone else. I don't care about motivating all those other people. Think of it this way. When you're motivating all those other people, it super motivates you to stay on track and to stay with your goal that everyone sees you doing. So I think being public about goals, being public about how you're getting to your goals is amazing. I know it can be scary at times for people. So I understand. Take baby steps, you know, tell your best friend what you're doing. Tell your husband what you're doing. Take little steps. You don't need to go on YouTube like I am and tell everyone. I mean, I've been doing this for years, exposing my process and my goals. So I hope this got to you a little bit. Take a baby step, maybe, if you're not used to it. Just tell someone what your goal is for the new year and how you're planning on getting there, and maybe check in with them regularly. That can help too, having accountability. Accountability is a huge, huge thing, and that is why I do my 6-week online body transformation. It really helps having people there saying, hey, did you eat right today? Are you losing the weight you want to lose? Are you getting the workouts in? All that stuff. Anyways, thanks for the nasty comment, whatever your name was. It really got me thinking about this. Show the process to everyone. Show the process, especially to your loved ones. Don't secretly get fit and then, oh, here I am. You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe I think that's kind of selfish. Maybe it works for you. For me, that doesn't work. I don't like to hustle in silence. I like to hustle out loud and tell everyone what I'm doing to get to that goal so they can too, if that's something they want to do. So keep watching my workout videos if you like them, and I hope you'll see a change in me as we go and a change in you. Okay, so I don't know, this was a bit of a rambling YouTube, but I think I got my message out there. I hope you enjoyed. Let me know what you think. Do you show people the process? Are you scared to show people your process? Are you having a process? Do you need some help with that process? How are your goals going? Do you have them set? Let me know what's happening in the comments below. You can always DM me on Instagram also if you want it to be a little more private. Love to you all, and we'll talk soon, guys. P.S. If you find yourself being unkind to others, you're probably being even more unkind to yourself. So my advice is just take a breath and just let the kindness out to everyone, people around you and yourself. Try and bring kindness to the world, to other people and to yourself. You deserve it. They deserve it. Be a nice person. You don't need to be mean.